guys, it's Sasia. So, like, this is my second update, and we've got three more great competitors, and they're all super great and super sweet. And you're gonna hear them right now. First up, we have a special girl called Apple.
Apple. Hey girl, my name is Mansana Aquanetta. My mom calls me Apple, but everyone else calls me the Asian Beyonce. What? I am Harlem, but I am not Hoochie. I am diva chic, and I can party in Darion or Dior, baby. Now, I don't work because my mama said pretty girls don't work, and so I don't, but girl, I make paper. Boys be like buying me things, you know, and like if you're stupid enough to give me things for free, I'm gonna take it with both hands, you know what I'm saying? I know you know what I'm saying. So my hobbies are like putting on makeup and stuff, and like laughing at people who still wear gauchos and stuff, and like ganking fools 40s on the street and stuff. So like, yeah, that's like what I do for fun. But yeah, I should be a new BFF because I am the total package. I can go anywhere, anytime, any place with you, and I will have your back, girl. You want to hang out on the block, girl, I got you. You want to hang out at Webster Hall, I'm gonna roll up with you like with swag and whatnot. You want to eat at fancy places, that's cool, because I hear like escargot tastes like my mom's pasta anyways, right? Yeah, is that like cockeyed hooker in the corner looking at you funny? That's all right. I'm gonna take off my earrings and punch her in the throat. And last of all, girl, I am honest. I represent. If you want to go to a party in a dress with like your belly poking through, like a cutout or something, girl, I will let you know. You gotta save that fine ass shit for your shotgun wedding. Like seriously, that is like the perfect dress for when you're like 6 months pregnant and like you got that little belly thing going on. Like you gotta highlight what you got, girl. That's what I'm saying. So like I would let you know. Would anyone else let you know? No. Would MCBFF let you know that he is a bumpy ride? No, because that's what I heard, girl. Don't let him like take off your pants. I'm just saying. And like would like Katite be like letting you know? No, because she's too drunk. Would Harley Quinn let you know? No, because she's too busy trying to get in your pants to get your like wallet out so she could steal your identity and buy like Photoshop in China. So like, yeah, I am loyal and whatnot, and I am like kind of nice, but not really. So like, we can laugh at like ugly people together. So like, yeah, we should be best friends, and Mansana Aquanetta will never disappoint. Just saying.
Apple, you sound like you've got attitude. Okay, so like, I love makeup, and I don't know what gauchos are, but let's make fun of them together. I like that you'll have my back if you're my BFF. And, you know, girls, we gotta have each other's backs. When you talked about the other contestants, I never really thought of it that way. MCBFF really did want to get into my pants, and Katite was, like, so drunk, I didn't even know if her application was legit. And Harley, well, I think she's out for my money. Oh my god, but don't tell her I said that, okay? Okay, so like, you know, I love how you're like sassy, and you're like a sassy black woman. Or, Hispanic. I don't know. Oh my god, what did you say?
Oh my god, Asian girl? What is she, like Asian? A black Asian. You know what that is? Really, you don't know. Whatever, you're dumb. So, you're gonna cut this part out.
Okay, so now. Okay. So thanks for sending in an application, Apple. I am so happy that you sent one in. I'm really looking forward to getting to know you better. And next we've got a girl named Dylan.
Dylan. Hello? I'm not really sure if my mic is like working right, but like whatever. Anyway, so this is my audition for like Cecilia's new BFF. That's how you pronounce it, right? Like, I wasn't really sure because it kind of sounds like Chinese or something, but I'm not Chinese, so I don't really know, but like, whatever. Anyway, so like, anyway, I'm super excited because like, I kind of just had a big argument with like my old BFF, but like, anyway, like, that totally doesn't matter anymore because like, I am hoping that I will win this competition and be your new BFF. So yeah, I guess I should go on to the interview questions. Question number one, what is your name? Okay, So my name is Dylan. I know what you're thinking. Like, it totally sounds like a boy name, but it's totally not. Like, there's that movie, you know, like Charlie's Angels, and like one of the girls is totally named Dylan, and she is not a guy, and I'm not a guy either. So it's like totally not. I mean, it is a guy name, but like, it can be a girl name too. Anyway, question number two, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm still looking for a job right now. I'm kind of hoping that I can be like some sort of like businesswoman, but like I haven't found a job yet. I've done lots of interviews, but like just no one's accepted me yet. I think it's probably because it's just like really hard to get a job right now. But I'm really good at talking. Like, you should totally believe me. I can like talk on the phone for like 5 hours straight and not even get tired of it. And I totally always just like, I always am able to like negotiate with my parents to like give me more money than my little brother. So like, I think I would be a really good businesswoman. Number three, what is your idea of a good time? Well, I think that a really good time is like just sitting down after like a really nice bubble bath and watch a nice chick flick. I don't really read, but it doesn't mean that I can't read. It's just I don't want to like focus too hard on the words in the book, because it's gonna like give me wrinkles under my eyes. And like, anyway, question number four, what are your hobbies? I like to go to the mall and go shopping. I like to go to Victoria's Secret, and like they always have really good sales. Like, you can get two pairs of underwear for like $50, and it's awesome. And I like to like work out, because I'm trying to lose some weight. I don't exactly feel comfortable sharing my weight on the show, but I mean, if we ever decide to like have a super awesome slumber party, I will totally tell you when it's just us, because best friends tell each other everything. I like to improve my diet, because I don't think it's just about the exercise. I mean, you should also be eating healthy. So, I've been like eating like the Yoplait light kind of stuff, and I've been drinking soy milk instead of the regular milk, because like the cow milk is like kind of fatty, and like soy milk is like really good because it's like really sugary and sweet. And it's not as fattening. So question number five, why do you think you qualify as my BFF? Well, I think that obviously we're going to get along really well, because like, we're both girls, and like all girls like to go shopping and do their nails and everything like that. I think you would totally like being my friend, because like, you will never be lonely ever again, like for serious. Like, I have like one of those phones that like has a little keyboard, so like I can text really fast. Like, I think I can type like 20 letters a minute instead of like 3 like you would with like just one of those normal phones. I think that we would really get along. Question number 6, let's see, what does it say? Scenario, I don't know what that is, but
I'm assuming that's like a person.
Oh, so like, has it turned into like a script now? It says, you and R are both getting our hair did. I describe my dream dress that I'm going to wear to the party. Oh my gosh, we're getting our hair done? Oh my gosh, that, I totally forgot to talk about that in my hobbies. I love getting my hair done. I especially like to get like, you know, like the golden highlights to totally make my hair shine even more than it already does. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you like getting your hair done. That is like so super exciting. So, what was the question again? Okay. So, I describe my dream dress that I'm going to wear to the party. It is a frilly neon green strapless dress with a giant pink polka dotted boy with a magnolia in the center, along with a hole cut out in the center for my stomach to poke through. What is your reaction to it? I don't get it. Is this like supposed to be like a comedy script? That joke like totally went over my head. Like, I know like some people tell me like I'm a dumb blonde, but like it's not true. Like, I just don't get things sometimes, you know? Okay, so let's see if I can try to understand this more. It is a frilly neon green strapless dress with a giant pink polka-dotted boy with a magnolia in the center. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. I'm like so bad at imagining these things in my head, you know. I just have to like think about it for a second. I'm so sorry. I think I will stop my interview here, because, I mean, I've kind of been talking for a long time. I already told you before that I can talk for a really long time, but I think that this should be enough to let you know, like, what kind of a person I am, and, I hope that we can really get along. Anyway, I hope to talk to you soon, Tetsuya. Like, I really think that this friendship is going to totally have a lot of meaning. So, text me and, I'll talk to you later.
So, hi Dylan. You sound super sweet, but your audition sounded really boring. No offense. But from what I've heard, it sounds like you're a sweet, wholesome girl. And you know, girl, I hate when people call me dumb. I get that like all the time. Like this other day, this other friend of mine who is coincidentally named Dylan, I was like talking to him and I was like, Dylan, is it okay to eat eggs that expired back on December 12th? And he was totally like, I wouldn't eat them. But I ate them anyway and they were good and he was just a dumb bitch. So, yeah. And, you know, I love slumber parties, but because I'm so famous, I haven't had, like, one in a long time. So if we become BFFs, that totally sounds fun. As a PETA member, I also like that you drink soy milk. Did you know that regular milk is so bad for the cows? We're not, like, even supposed to be drinking milk. Gross. I like working out too. We're girls, they're always trying to lose weight. I totally understand. I can totally see us being gym buddies. As for diets, I'm like a strict vegetarian. But you know, every once in a while, I'll have some bacon fritters and fries and hamburgers. I love hamburgers. So anyway, you sound great and you're a blonde, right? And I'm a blonde too, so twinsies! So Dylan, thank you so much for submitting an application. I'm really looking forward to getting to know you better. Next up, we've got a special friend. His name is Watto. Watto.
Hi. Okay. Am I mic now? Am I mic? Testing. 1, 2. Oh, okay. Okay, I'm just breathing into the mic right now. Alright. Oh, okay, I'm not. Come on. Wait, is that what that blinking light is? It's a red blinking light. Yes. Does that mean I'm recording or am I not recording? What? My word. People over here. Okay, hi. Hello. Yes. Alright, so I guess I am auditioning for this B-Sassia's new BFF. Yes. Well, I'm just not concerned over this. But, you know, I'm not even knowing what my ethnicity right now is. But I'm pretty sure people can look past that. Sorry, I didn't mean to puff the mic there. Sorry, my bad. Okay, so your first question here is, what's your name? Let's see here, my name is Watto. Short for Wattomaker. You know, I don't think you really want me saying, hey, Wattomaker, come here. I want to show you this one thing cool. It's awesome. I don't think you really want to see that. But, I don't know. You might want to, for some reason. But I think Watto is so much more fun to say. And more fun to play around with, you know? It's like, I miss the Wattomaker. But you don't want to say that all the time. It sounds too formal. It sounds too this. It sounds too that. So, you know what? Yeah, sorry about that. It tends to... Other personalities, like, tend to come out of me. But, other than that, it's actually pretty good. It's actually really good to be me. So, yes, the name is Watto. You can call me Mr. Wattomaker, Wattomaker, or just Watto. Yeah, doesn't matter which. Alright, so, what do I do for a living? Yeah, this is a very, very, very interesting question. I'm not gonna lie on this one. You might laugh at me, but I kind of work at McDonald's for right now. Right now, because the economy's right now, it's in the toilet, and you really, really, it's really hard to find a job right now. I mean, what I would like to do would actually be working in with a, for, like, a clown or for a children's birthday party. Tried that a few times. So far, I just gotta get those little kitties stop, you know, either stop poking me, stop hitting me over the bat. Gotta get those restraining orders off of me. It's not for what you think, though. It's not for what... It's not exactly, like, for the, Michael Jackson and his incidents. No. No. But it is, either the parents are getting a restraining order because I make their children cry. I mean, come on. Seriously. Come on. Really? Alright, so, yeah. So right now, I'm currently stuck in that McDonald's, because that was the only place I could actually get a call back from, saying that you can be there, you just have to be in the back, no one can see you. Basically, that's it. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Alright, so let's see. The third question here is, what's your idea of a good time? Well, you know, just sitting back, kick back and relaxing and just watching a movie or something like that. You know, I'm not too personal about everything else, but, you know, being able to even go out to see a movie or something like that. I mean, just hanging out, playing video games, beating the crap out of people. Well, actually, I mean, within video games, not actually in person. Tried that once. Didn't work out very well. The cops didn't like me. Oh, the jail cell was cold. Oh, don't want to ever do that again. Never again will I do that. Bad idea. Bad, bad, bad idea. So, yeah. So my good time is just basically hanging out, you know, being out with everybody here, and actually having a fun, fun time. Yeah, yeah, a fun, fun time. Alright, so number four is, what's your hobbies? My hobbies. You know, I'm not even sure what my hobbies are now at this point in time. Wait, I like making little puppy dogs out of paper mache. It is so much fun. But yet, though, they never turn out quite exactly like I plan it to, but you never know. It could work. But I also like, playing video games is a big one. I love it to the death. Hanging out with people. You know, just having a good time. Partying a lot. I like to party. Yeah. I like to shake what my mama gave me. Oh, yeah. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, number five is, why do you think you qualify as my BFF? Well, I'm one of a kind. How many people have you known that, look like I do? I mean, granted, you don't know what I look like, but you pretty much know it. You might people think I'm from Jersey, but I'm not from Jersey. Yet. Jersey Shore better give me that call back pretty soon, or I'm gonna give them a freaking middle finger up their butts. Ugh. I hate them, guys. But no, I'm a nice guy. I am, will not take advantage of anybody. I will be there for you for when you have those troubles and heroics. And I'll be the first one to tell you that, you know what, my honest opinion. I'm going to let you know if this thing sucks or if it actually is pretty good. And, you know, give you some constructive criticism. So, yeah, this asked you. I would so definitely like it. Yeah. That is why I would qualify as your BFF. Yeah. You like how I did that? Yeah. I went deep and lower. La 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 la. Yeah. It's so completely original. Sorry about that. I know I have a tendency of going up high and low. High and low. It's just one of those things, you know. It's completely and utterly an amazing feat. I love it. So I gotta look at this scenario. Now, we're both, I don't think you really want me to read. Okay, my reaction to this would be, let's see, let me read this for a second here. I don't know about this, though. This dress seems kind of really bright. Really kind of like, Okay, yeah, I mean, if you were really, really skinny and you can pull this crap off, yeah, I would say go for it. This would be almost awesome. I don't know if this would be awesome looking, but hey, if you're trying to pull off like a costume let's see here now, like a Lady Gaga impression or something like that, that would be awesome looking, because you could possibly pull off like Lady Gaga look or something like that, like say, I'm Lady Gaga, yeah, fear me all, la 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 la. But if you're just going to do this as like a, you're dressing in, a dream dress, then I'm, yeah, I would say if it's a costume party, do it. Completely and utterly do it. But if it's a, regular party, I would say don't do that, because that's really too bright, really too like, whoa. And, yeah, you're way, way out of there. Well, you don't want to do that again. But as I said, I mean, if you're going for a costume party, do it. You can go as Lady Gaga. If you're not going as Lady Gaga, then, well, you shouldn't do it. That's all I gotta say. So, yeah, that's my reaction to it. Hopefully this has kind of gone a little long, but hopefully you don't have a time limit here. Let me look at the thing here. Nope. No time limit, which is good for me because I got a little carried away with this. So, yeah. So, how do I turn this off here? Is there the red button? Do I touch that red button? I hate working with people. But choose me as your BFF! Yeah.
Oh my god, this is like really good. No, it's like really, really good. It's like, it's just gonna go straight to my thighs. Oh my god. So, who's this guy that I'm listening to now? Watto? Okay, alright, yeah, I know I remember him. Yeah, I know. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Are we recording now? Nobody told me I was recording. Oh my god. Ugh, okay, no. We gotta start over. Okay.
Okay. No, I'm ready. I'm ready! Watto! You are definitely one of a kind. McDonald's? You know that McDonald's totally butchers thousands of cows every day, right? I mean, I don't know if I could be friends with someone who supports that. And I can't believe you beat the crap out of someone. I'm not sure if I want someone like that as a best friend. Like I said to Harley, I don't want a convict as a BFF. It's bad publicity. Also, I love puppy dogs, so you get a point from me about the papier-mâché puppy dogs. I keep my little Pomeranian doggy, Missile, in my purse while I shop. But Watto, you sound like a little bit like a creeper. And that definitely deducts 1 point. But, you know, you get another one because you're honest. So, how many points is that? It's like one plus, and then, you carry the one, and, duh. So far, you have, like, 1 point. All right, so, you never know. Like, diamonds, they, like, I don't know, start from sand or some shit, and then they become, like, really pretty, or something like that. So, you know what I'm trying to talk about. Maybe if you get on Jersey Shore, we can be movie stars together. So, love you, bitch! I'm looking forward to getting to know you better. Okay, so I definitely expected my inbox to be, like, filled with auditions. And they weren't. You know, I had to, like, scramble to get 3 auditions ready for this update. And I don't know if anyone's, like, you know, dedicated to the show. But you know what? It's okay. I'm pretty sure I can find my BFF from this pool of people. And, like I always say, good actions should be rewarded. That's why I'm giving everybody who auditioned this show $30,000 VH. It's not as much as the people from before, but, you know, money's money. So good luck, betches. I can't wait to hear your auditions, and I can't wait to get to know you guys better.